Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello, welcome to the podcast for the week of July 26th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. A theme for this week's archetypal astrology energy is facing the future, light a fire. As an overview, the week is full of conversations between planets in Leo and planets in Aquarius. Just a reminder, Leo's a fire sign, has to do with your unique creativity and your individuality. Whenever a planet is in Leo, that archetypal energy wants to shine, wants to be seen, and wants to offer its gifts. It's radiating who it is as an individual. However, taken to the extreme or in its wounded expression, it's narcissistic and self-absorbed. That's where the balance of the opposite sign in the zodiac wheel to Leo is Aquarius, which is an air sign having to do with the mind. And Aquarius has energy that asks for innovation, something different, and to be aware of the larger connection with community, with tribe, with society. Where Leo can get really self-focused to the detriment of other, Aquarius says, hey, 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 you're not in this alone. We got to all work together. How do we find ways, innovative, new, outrageously outside-the-box ways to help everyone be part of society, everyone be honored for who they are and still belonging without asking them to compromise? Aquarius is very much about freedom and letting your freak flag fly. Now, like all the signs, the challenge with Aquarius is a fixed mind. And a typical phrase for wounded Aquarius is, my mind's made up, don't confuse me with the facts. So the delightful opportunity we have archetypally this week is to be tracking in ourselves, what is that balance in me between, you know, attuning to myself and my own needs and not forgetting about the larger collective, be it your family, your community, the larger society at large, and to say, really, where can my unique gifts, my charismatic presence, my own inner fire come forward to support the larger collective? Very, very important. And this is very key because we start out on Wednesday, July 28th, with the planet Jupiter re-entering the sign of Aquarius. Now, Jupiter is the teacher archetype. The expanded one is sky's the limit. In the solar system, it's that big gas planet, okay? It's larger than life. And whenever the planet Jupiter is active in a cycle, the archetype of the teacher, the wise one, the expanded one, is very present. Now, Jupiter usually spends about 1 year in a zodiac sign, and it recently went into Pisces in mid-May of 2021. So now about 2 months later, it's retrograde, which means from our perspective on the Earth, it looks like the planet is moving backwards through the zodiac wheel. But of course, it's not really. It's just the angle of how we see it. But now Jupiter in its retrograde motion is going backwards, seemingly back into Aquarius, where it will continue to stay until the very end of the year of 2021. So what does this mean? Jupiter in Aquarius is calling us to expand our awareness, our wisdom, our ability to help expand the community and the innovative new ways. Now, remember, Jupiter entered Aquarius on winter solstice of 2021 or summer solstice if you're down under. I'm sorry, winter solstice or summer solstice of 2020, when both Saturn and Jupiter entered Aquarius at the same time, which really marks a huge turning of societal changes, collective archetypal changes, You can look at it as a 200-year cycle changing. You can look at it as a larger 2,000-year cycle changing. It depends on how you want to view it. But the main point is we started at the end of last year with this impulse to say, let's expand into a new way to do society, innovate, find ways for all to come together and get honored and get supported. Then in mid-May, Jupiter entered Pisces for 2 months, and it said, now let's expand in the Pisces realm, which is the zodiac sign of deep empathy and intuition and dreaming and altered state activity. So the last 2 months, you might review and recognize, has there been an increase in my own ability to dream, to be in touch with my visions, perhaps a little less cognitive and more altered state or more intuitive or more sensitive? It's all good. You've learned some things in the last 2 months with that. Now, through the rest of the year, Jupiter in Aquarius says, okay, great. Now let's go back to that Aquarius challenge, shall we? What's your place in community? And how can you be a change agent to help everyone grow and develop and be resourced? What's innovative in you? What are the eclectic new communities or tribes that you're drawn to be with? What impulses, what societal patterns, what places of being authentically unique and radically different are calling to you? But again, the challenge with the Leo Aquarius conversation is not just for yourself. It's not just so that you get to be seen and aren't you cool. It's like, wow, how can I contribute? Here's all the huge challenges and suffering in our collective experience. Where can I bring my fire? I look to the future. Where can I light a fire right now to help and sustain going forward for all beings, not just humans, the earth creatures, the earth herself, with everything that we're in with the climate crisis, everything. So there's that big energy. And then on Thursday, July 29th, Mars in Leo is opposite Jupiter in Aquarius at 29 degrees. Mars is just finishing being in the sign of Leo. It's about to enter a new sign called Virgo later that day. And this is a very volatile energy because both are big energies. Jupiter is, yes, the wise one in you, but it also in its wounded side is your dogmatic one, where you get on your soapbox and you're certain about reality and the truth and this is how it is. Mars is the warrior, warrioress, advocate archetype. And whenever it's active in a cycle, there's a short flame, there's a short fuse, because we can get activated in an unconscious way where we get pissed off, we get aggressive, we're an unconscious warrior, warrioress. And so there can be, particularly when Mars is in Leo, remember the wounded side of Leo, it can be very narcissistic and arrogant. So you can get angry because you're not getting the attention you want, or you feel slighted, or you're resentful. And that can be true, but there also might be an edge to it where you're going to make someone pay, you know, I'll show them. You want to watch for that because that's a very unhealthy expression of this archetypal combination. And sometimes when Mars and Jupiter have this opposition, meaning they look like they're opposite in the heavens this week, there can be a sort of fiery fuel to your dogmatism. You know, I know what's best. Remember the wounded side of Aquarius. My mind's made up. Don't confuse me with the facts. So watch for that in your own personal life and in the collective. And don't take the bait, because the healthy expression of Mars opposite Jupiter really says, Mars in Leo, I have the courage to bring forward my fire, my creativity, my big heart in service to expanding the collective, helping all to grow, helping to address some of the dire, dire ills and challenges on a societal or collective level. And that can be very much, all right, I'm in. I'm leaning in and I'm here and I'm going to contribute with my unique, beautiful fire. So just pay attention to what might be showing up for you in the middle of the week. And then finally, on Sunday, August 1st, as we enter a new month, we have three cycles that day. So the week really comes to an incredible end, or the beginning of the week is there if you want to. It has to do with the Sun, the planet Mercury, and the planet Saturn. First of all, on Sunday, August 1st, the Sun and Mercury come together at 9 degrees of Leo. Again, I always remind people, if you're new to astrology, don't worry about the degree measurements. Just listen to the story and see how it supports you. The Sun is the hero, heroine, vibrant one. Okay, it's the conscious self. Wherever the Sun is, we're illuminating something. Mercury is the storyteller, communicator, bridge maker. And when the Sun and Mercury come together, there's a shining forth of what it is we want to express. Ideas, thoughts, communication wants to happen. Leo, in Leo, vibrant time for the artist in you, no matter what it might be, the creative one in you. You know, whether it is something with actual art that you make, it's a creativity with your family, with your presence and relationship with nature. It's shining forth, giving forth what it is you want to offer. And then later that day, both Mercury is opposite Saturn and the Sun are opposite Saturn. So Mercury and Sun together are opposite the planet Saturn at 10 degrees of Leo Aquarius. So Saturn is the builder, the structure maker. I often call this one the one with the clipboard, the guy or gal or being with clipboard. The Saturn character in us and as an archetype wants structure and ground. It wants to make things happen. It wants to follow the rules. It wants to be integrous and accountable. It's a very powerful archetype for manifestation. And when it's in its wounded side, it's really a pain in the butt because it's fear-based control. It's very constipated and very power over. And it's got to be this way. Now, Saturn also traveling in Aquarius. Remember the sign connected to community, innovation, freedom, thinking outside the box. So what you have with Saturn and Aquarius on a healthy level is the opportunity to ground and stabilize innovative ideas. And the beauty of this set of cycles at the end of the week on Sunday, August 1st, is really like ground your creativity. You know, how will it produce something that's effective and supportive? How does it grow corn, as the First Nation people would ask about decisions? Is this going to feed the people? You know, let's be clear here. So the gift of the Sunday energies is to recognize and honor the creativity, your sacred presence, your light, your fire, and also then be balancing opposition, balancing with how are you responsible to community? How are you responsible to helping make things better without it being a burden? It's about a joyful servant. It's kind of a servant leadership quality. That's in its positive expression. If it gets caught in woundedness, it can be a kind of resentfulness and burdensomeness. It's like, I just want to go play, a kind of immature Leo in a kind of way of just like, I just want to do my own thing and play and not be bothered with being accountable to what's happening in the world. And it's like, we can't afford that. We all have to be tracking and feeling, what can I do bringing my own heart and fire to the table to help out here with in a sort of empowered, mature way. And it's also so key with the Sun, Mercury, Saturn cycle at the end of the week is to be thoughtful and honest about what's the price you've paid for being so serious, for being so focused. I want to get this. I want to accomplish this. And particularly on a much deeper level, this set of cycles at the end of the week really helps us stay awake to the incredible price of colonial mindset, of the dominator culture that we've all co-created that is now dismantling, being dismantled, whether it recognizes it's dying or not. This paradigm will take a while to shift, but it's that power over. I'm going to grab it. I'm going to get what I want. You know, I'm going to be in control. And that grasping, really painful, constrictive energy. And very personally, what the Leo planets can be saying as an archetypal question is, what's the price you've paid? And what have you lost because you've been in your fear-based control, colonizing mindset? Maybe you've been unconscious of it, but what's the price you've paid? So that is some of the energies that we're all dancing with this week. Perhaps it's time to notice, what have you left behind in the past, in your business as usual or your accomplishment? And where is the Leo fire wanting to be rekindled? So here's a poem to complete and support you with the energies of this week. It's called The Old Hut in the Woods by William Ayotte. He's been away too long. The desire for an outcome and the search for an edge have kept him from the enchanted circle where he found himself all those years ago. He's a stranger now to those who met him, the sad-eyed elders with their open hearts, the wild yet gentle story makers who offered help and hearth and hearing. He's acquired much, yet given himself away, naive in spite of his practice modernity. His credit is blown, his capitals exhausted, his waxy wings lie broken on the ground. Ever reluctant to own a mistake, a part of him hankers for business as usual. But something has changed. He's older now, no longer so certain of his models and plans. The tumble-down hut is in need of an airing. The fire has gone out and the ashes are cold. Yearning for the past, yet facing the future, he enters the gloom and begins to light a fire. The Old Hut in the Woods by William Ayer. So, dear ones, as always, big gratitude to all your loving support, whether it's tangible donations, it's prayers, it's telling other people about the podcast, it's going in and giving me a good star review for the podcast. All appreciated so much. And in gratitude for y'all, I want to offer you something. I've just released the next version of my Transformation Journey Roadmap course, online course. It's an amazing 7-session course that helps you empower yourself, learning inner work practices to help you navigate your edges of change. And you can find the link in the website, astrologyalchemy.com. And for my podcast listeners, there's a special coupon code you can use to get $200 off the course. Edge Journey, all caps. Edge Journey, all caps, all one word. You put that in at checkout and you will get $200 off the course price. Take good care of yourselves and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.